Welcome to Do It All in the Mall, where you are listening to Let's Do It Radio from the homepage of Do It All in the Mall. If this is your first time listening, welcome. This is your hostess, Miss Inez, CEO and fashion designer of Anais Alcu Designs, broadcasting from Tampa, Florida. All entrepreneurs can be found under the client section of the homepage of doitallinthemall.com, which is a secure 24/7 online shopping mall of over 5,000 of your stores for all your needs. You can shop while listening to entertainment, all in the comfort of your home. You can make a difference nationwide. Worldwide, no lines, no pushing, no cashiers, no masks. Take a tour and shop. To call in and join me during this week's show, the number is 845-241-9985. Do It All in the Mall does not own any of the rights of the music or commercials you hear on today's show. What is Abadi Ghani? What's the news? Kaumba! Creativity.
Nguzo Saba, the seven life principles of Kwanzaa, brought to you by Gokush TV. Today is the day of Kuumba, creativity, to do always as much as we can, in the way we can, in order to leave our community more beautiful and beneficial than we inherited it. Gokush TV would like to send a shout out to all the organizations, businesses, institutions, groups and individuals that are doing their best to work on behalf of our community at large. There's too many to mention. We know you work hard, often with little or no recognition, but it's always good when we can take the time to appreciate each other. In that spirit, Gokush TV would like to send a special shout out to the Ptah Council. We had the pleasure of collaborating with the Ptah Council for the very first International Black Carpet Awards, an event dedicated to awarding members of our community who make a distinct contribution to leaving our community more beautiful and beneficial than we inherited it. Award ceremonies like this set an example for our children by highlighting achievements in our community that serve our community, which means that others, especially our children, will be inspired to follow these examples. Thank you, Ptah Council. Working with you has helped us to fulfill the principle of Kuumba, creativity. Here is a Kwanzaa. Happy Kwanzaa.
As stated in the last clip, you know how I have expressed how the children are our present and our future, and they will need to know how to apply the seven principles of Kwanzaa to their lives every day. I'm asking your children to join you. With all of the information being presented and imparted upon you all, I want to power the mind. If they don't want to gather, turn up the volume so they can hear what being taught to them while you're browsing doitallinthemall.com. With the younger children, I will have a Kwanzaa reading out loud session on Saturday, January the 2nd, 2021. Can you believe it already? It's going to be 2021 at the following times. And then you can always go back and play episodes if you or your children miss it. That will be 10 a.m. Pacific time, 11 a.m. Mountain time, 12 p.m. Central time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time.
Thank you. likes to rap and rhyme and make you laugh until you fall.
She likes to dance around, do crazy motions with her feet.
He likes to strike the drum and make it thump a funky beat.
Funky beat.
In this next clip, we will learn about My Love Fabric and the creativity of the African fabrics and what the colors stand for, how they were given scraps and build their creativity from those scraps. Want not, waste not. The funny thing is, she talks about what she will be leaving to her son. This is, I probably will be leaving to my daughter, all that material. And also in this clip, you're going to hear her shuffling some cards that she picked out, seven cards from the deck, and as she explains them and how they work in her life. She then asks a mind-bending and thought-provoking question at the end. What do you think you have yet to learn about yourself? Welcome to principle number 6, Kaumba Creativity. We are asked to use our hands and our minds to make our communities more beautiful than they were when we inherited them. We are asked to use our hands to make and share gifts that record and keep our history alive. I have included the web address for you to see at your leisure. Very interesting. Enjoy. I did.
Habagani. Abaganyo, Kaumba, Kaumba. Welcome to the sixth day, the sixth principle of Kwanzaa. Today we're going to talk a little bit about creativity. What does that mean for you? The meaning of Kaumba for us is using our minds and our hands to make our community more beautiful than they were when we inherited them. Using our hands ultimate gifts that record and keep alive our history. What is your form of creativity? Is it being in the garden? Is it painting, drawing? My first love is cloth. That is my medium of choice for creativity. Cloth, fabric, it all tells a story. What you're looking at here is kente. This is part of the Akan Ashanti tribe out of Ghana. And each pattern tells you a story. And then, a few days ago, or rather previously, I showed you this. This is Ankara. And you find a lot of Ankara in Nigeria. And Ankara is wax, Dutch wax fabric. And basically, if you look at the history and the story of how this came into being, you know, when most countries want to dispose of their waste, they send it to Africa or India. And so we managed to repurpose it and make something beautiful and put it back out into the world. When I started Kwanzaa, you were looking at this. This is called Korogo, and this is from the Côte d'Ivoire, Ivory Coast. And it's a type of mud cloth simply because it is made by being put into the earth. But again, each stroke, each item means something. Maybe one day I'll do a video to explain the symbology, since it's so big on symbology in the Tarot community, what all of this means. And of course, all of you, most of you, are familiar with this. This mud cloth. This is out of Mali. Bogolafini. That's what it's called. Bogolafini. You know it as mud cloth. And if you look closely, you can see that it's made in strips. And as I said, it's almost sacrilege to cut into this. It is better to separate it in its strip. So, creativity. This is done from many people who, those of us in the Western world, will see as people who lack, who are impoverished, who don't have many things that we in the Western world take for granted, and yet they were able to be very creative and bring beauty into our world. So, what are we going to do? Now, this kente, not only is it out of Ghana, Ashanti, Akan, that's my lineage, my heritage. But, you know, the black, green, and gold. I'm Jamaican. These are my colors, my country's colors. Black, green, and gold. Black for the people, green for the fertile soils in which we prosper, and gold for the sun rising every day. Our motto in Jamaica is, out of many, one people. In Jamaica, you can find just about every nationality on that small, tiny island. We are not without our problems and our issues, but yet they manage to coexist and work together. Yeah. So, today's spread asks us about our creativity. Let's see what we should do here. Let's see what the questions are. My special area of creativity, card number one. Card number two, how I currently express my creativity. Card number three, how my creativity honors my ancestors. And card number 4, my creativity promotes unity. Oh, how does it promote unity? Number 5, how my creativity beautifies my community. Number 6, how my creativity benefits my community. And number 7, how can I be more creative? You would have to think for yourself, what does creativity mean for you? Is it doing a thing? Many people say, I can't draw. I can't even do a stick figure. I want to say it's Laura over at Amethyst Ascension. She just did a review of the Sigils book, Sigil Witchery book by Laura Zarkov, I want to say. To create a sigil, many people think that you have to have some sort of artistic ability. How is your creativity supporting your community? Are you creating art just for art's sake, your personal sake, personal enjoyment? And there's nothing wrong with that. Nothing whatsoever. Kaumba, using our hands to make gifts that record and keep alive our history. That's very telling for me this year. You know, at the beginning of the year, I had put it out into the universe that I wanted to sew more. And I have tons of fabric I will transition and leave for my son to have to deal with. I know this. And I'm okay with it. And it hasn't stopped me from buying more. And I never thought that I would be making a contribution to the preservation of humanity as we know it. This time will go down in the record books. My art, my love, became something that my community needed. So while I didn't get to do much sewing for myself, it was for a worthy and viable cause. Let's see here. I think I will use the Manzel Tarot. This is what I used yesterday, the Manzel. Okay. Seven cards. First card, my special area of creativity. How I currently express my creativity. My creativity honors my ancestors. How does my creativity promote unity. How my creativity beautifies my community. How my creativity benefits my community. And how can I be more creative? Feeling like you're in here. In here somewhere. How can I be more creative? Is the card that I would prefer to use as my Eight of Swords. See how grounded and relaxed she is? She's using her other senses. She's using her mind. She's altering her thoughts. That's what's causing these to bend and break and twist and melt down. I look at this and I think of, what is it, Mr. Spock with the mind melding. She's sitting in a place of confidence and relaxed, not one of submission, not one of loss, not one of grieving or grief, not one of agita, as we say. She's quite content with being present and dealing with what she has to deal with presently right now. She doesn't even need her eyes to see. She has tapped into that energy right there. Her inner eye. You see her pose? Her root is sitting on the ground, her root chakra. She's grounded. Stable. She's stabilizing her thoughts. And slowly but surely removing things, thoughts, ideas, and patterns that might be an impediment. Okay. All right. How can I be more creative? Again, with the stinking thinking, man. Like, I gotta change that. I get it. Clear my plate. One thing at a time. How do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. All right, on set. Let's see which dragon energy and which goddess energy we can tap into to help us, or that will support our creativity. Constellation.
Andromeda. Kingdom of Ethiopia. Chained to a rock by her parents to appease the gods, Andromeda was saved by and later married the Greek hero Perseus, an Ethiopian princess who was later deified. Andromeda's image has been whitewashed over centuries and her story conflated with that of Perseus. Andromeda implores you to resist being made invisible by increasing your self-worth and knowing your value. Know your value and your own story and creatively bring it to the forefront. That's what I feel Andromeda is saying. You know your story. You get to write your story. Seek a creative outlet to release anything that may be holding you back. Poetry. Start a book. Finish a book. Make macaroni necklaces. Mud pies. Glue shells to a box. Dance. Cook. If you cook, invite me. Bake. Sing. Jump rope. Go on the swing. Touch a tree. Temperance comes up again. Temperance. You know, temperance for me is my bartender. Hey, bartender. Give me a margarita on the rocks, no salt, please, and keep the lime. This is two dragons here. They're coexisting and working together. Two dragons. Two energies. Let's see. I feel like I pulled... Did I pull this card? No. No, I did not pull temperance. I don't think. The interplay of yin and yang. Unification. How can day exist without night or light without darkness? When we find harmony in places that once held contradiction, we naturally move to a higher vibration and find a deeper level of inner peace. And for me, I always said that temperance was more harmony than balance. It's my bar. That's why I relate to my bartender. Bartender is going to make you a drink. It's not going to be 50-50. It's not going to be a balance of something. It's going to be a harmony of several blends of things to give you the right concoction. Just like if you are a chef and you're making a meal, everything must harmonize to bring out the deliciousness of a roast. I think it's more balanced. A meal is more balanced if you have a meat, a vegetable, you know, starch, blah, blah, blah. That to me is that. But temperance is more the harmonizing of everything. It's the blending of the right colors, the right red with the right white to get the right shade of pink. You know, all you have to do is look at nature. You want to see the aspect of harmony in nature? Look at a rose, the inner petals, and see the blend of colors that come out. I'm leaving that 8 there. Don't you prefer that 8? Tell me. I mean, that's a nice looking 8, but that's the 8 that speaks to me. Okay. Let's see. The key is seeking moderation in our thoughts, actions, and opinions. Open-mindedness allows us to see the big picture and to have awareness of other people's perspectives. When we temper our choices, we gain strength of character and durability of spirit. Temperance. Not necessarily moderation. not necessarily balance, but it is harmony. And that's what I'm striving for right now. Harmony within myself. Peace. Okay? So we have our goddess and we have our dragon. And of course, I'm going to give you a question to answer. And let's see. I'm going to move this. Get everything in. All right, let's see what question we're going to ask in regards to creativity. What question do we have? I'm going to ask you this. What do you think you have yet to learn about yourself? What do you think you have yet to learn about yourself? Especially when it comes to your creativity. If you're dealing with a creative block, maybe you want to get started on something. Maybe you feel there's nothing you want to do, you don't know what to do. Ask yourself that. Abadani. Kumba. Stay blessed. Stay peaceful. Hug someone today.
I know that piece may have seemed a little slow, but the reason I played it is because her temperament, it was just so serene and so calm, and how she, quote unquote, attacked everything about harmonizing with everything. Taking the elephant. You can't eat an elephant and just stuff it in your mouth. You have to go at it one piece at a time. So if you have a big problem, just take it one step at a time. Ease into it. Don't grab the whole thing and try to take that problem on. Be creative about your completion of what you're trying to do, and be out there being creative. You don't have to be crazy creative, just small creative. You know, you could create, as you say, jump rope, go touch a tree, you know, getting engaged with nature. And as she was talking about she has some cards that she was looking at and reading, as I would say. And she, when I was watching this clip, which I do have on the website, under this episode, she was talking about this woman being rooted on her chakra, her root. She meant she was seated. And so she was grounded to the earth, but she was seated. And I thought that was rather interesting. I had looked at the clip and was like, okay, this is really interesting. But the main question, you know, she was asking, what do you think you have yet to learn about yourself? Sometimes we don't take time for ourselves to learn ourselves. We're so busy going through each day. And what I liked about her was she was just like, just laid back, you know, just so calm about everything. And that's what's wrong with us a lot of times. We don't do the usah. We just so full-fledged going fast and furious all the time. We don't think about our creative juices and just settling down and just, you know, create a peace amongst yourself. And so, you may think that the peace was slow, but it was just kind of her voice was soothing to me. What she was talking about was soothing, how she brought forth the kente cloth and explained the colors of the kente cloth and where they came from, and not to cut up the kente cloth, the mud cloth in a big piece, but in the strips, because each strip belongs to itself. But yet, all the strips make one as unified person becoming one. And so I don't know, I just like that piece. So hopefully you enjoyed that. something out of it, because I know I did. She had these cards. I mean, looked like there was more than 52 cards in that deck, but maybe there were. And so I just thought it was rather interesting. So I just had to, you know, bring that forth and let you know that we can make it. We can succeed. We just have to breathe and create in our mind where we want to go, what we want to do, who we want to be. Because it's all up to ourselves to be what we want to be and create our own future. So that's just how I saw that. Thank you for joining us today. The sixth day of Kwanzaa, Kaumba, creativity. First day was Umoja. Say it with me, Umoja. Unity. Second day was Kujichagulia. Kujichagulia. Say that. Kujichagulia. Self-determination. Third day, Ujima. Or some people say Ujima, which is collective work and responsibility, being together and working together so that we all can survive. The fourth day, Ujima. Or Ujamaa, but I think it's Ujamaa, which is cooperative economics. Fifth day was Nia, meaning purpose. And today, creativity, Kaumba. Kwanzaa is not a religious holiday, but a cultural one with an inherent spiritual equality. The creation of such holidays also underscore the essential premise that you must have a cultural revolution before the violent revolution. The cultural revolution gives identity, purpose, and direction. These past few days, we have learned Kwanzaa is an annual celebration of African-American culture created by Dr. Malana Karenga in 1966, held from December 26th to January 1st, culminating in a communal feast called Karamu, usually held on the sixth day. The name Kwanzaa derives from the Swahili phrase Matunda ya Kwanzaa, meaning first fruits. First fruits festivals exist in southern Africa, celebrated in December and January with the southern solstice, and was partly inspired by an account Dr. Karenga read of the Zulu festival Bunkosi Wakweshwama. It was decided to spell the holiday's name with an additional A so that it would have a symbolic seven letters. Karenga said his goal was to give blacks an alternative to the existing holiday of Christmas and give blacks an opportunity to celebrate themselves and their history rather than simply imitate the practice of dominant society. Seven days equates to seven principles of Kwanzaa. The colors of Kwanzaa are a reflection of Pan-African movement representing unity for peoples of African descent worldwide. Black for the people, red for the noble blood that unites all people of African ancestry, and green for the rich, fertile land of Africa. And we talk about the candles. What do the candles represent for Kwanzaa? When observing Kwanzaa, the black candle symbolizes the people themselves as a unity candle, as us becoming one. The three red candles are for the struggle or bloodshed in the past, and the three green candles represent the earth, or the abundance of possibilities the future holds. Now, the three green candles represent Nia, purpose, Ujima, Imani, faith, are placed to the right of the Umoja candle, which is the unity candle, while the three red candles representing Kujichagulia, self-determination, Ujamaa, and Kaumba are placed to the left of it during Kwanzaa. One candle representing one principle is lit each day. The order of the candles lit are the Kanara holds 7 candles, 3 red ones on the left, 3 green ones on the right, with a black candle in the center. Each night during Kwanzaa, a candle is lit. The black center candle is lit first, and then it alternates between the red one night and green the next night, starting with the ones on the outside and moving inward. What do you say during Kwanzaa? Zawadi gifts represent the fruits of the labor of the parents and the rewards of seed sown by the children. During the celebration of Kwanzaa, it is customary to greet friends and family with the Swahili phrase, Habari Gani, meaning, what is the news? And to respond the answer with the principle of the day, which today is Kaumba. Kaumba, creativity, to do always as much as we can in the way we can in order to leave our community more beautiful and beneficial than we inherited it. The symbol, the seven vibrations of divine creation, the doggone symbol of creativity. Purpose and creativity, the sixth symbol of Kaumba, creativity, and logically follows from and is required by the principle of Nia. It is a commitment to being creative within the context of the national community of vocation, of restoring our people to their traditional greatness and thus leaving our community more beneficial and beautiful than we, for example, each generation inherited it. The principle has both a social and spiritual dimension and is deeply rooted in the social and sacred teachings of African societies. Creative restoration. Nowhere is this principle more clearly expressed than in the literature and culture of ancient Egypt. Creativity here is both an original act or imitation of the creator and a restorative act, also reflective of the creator constantly pushing back the currents of chaos and decay in revitalizing and restoring the natural, spiritual, and cosmic energy of the world. In ancient Egypt, there was a spiritual, ethical commitment and obligation to constantly renew and restore the great works, the legacy of the ancestors, and the creative energy of the leader and nation. This was considered doing ma'at, example, reaffirming and restoring truth, justice, propriety, harmony, balance, and reciprocity and order. Each pharaoh saw his or her reign then as one of the restorations of ma'at, example, the reaffirmation, reestablishment, and renewal of the good, the beautiful, and the right. This concept of restoring ma'at includes the concept of sarujta, restoring the world, used above in discussing the right relationships with the environment. Therefore, Queen Hatshepsut said of her reign, I have restored that which was in ruin. I have raised up that which was destroyed when the Amu were in the midst of Kemet, overthrowing that which had been made as they ruled in ignorance of Ra, God. And King Shabaka found the great work of the ancestors in ruins and the Mephite text on creation, and he restored it so that it was more beautiful than it was before. It also the central to the concept of the restoration and was a regular claim of the king, queen, priests, and leaders. These concepts of restoration and progressive perfection, which are key concepts in the philosophy of Kaweda, and which reflected a fundamental cultural thrust of the 1960s, informed conception and development of Kwanzaa, and of course they became a goal and value of Kwanzaa in the principle and practice of Kaumba, creativity, which again is defined as to do always as much as we can and in the way we can in order to leave our community more beautiful and beneficial than we inherited it. Also, restoration as principle and practice of Kaumba, creativity, was defined as a fifth principle of Nia, whose essential thrust is to restore our people to our traditional greatness. Thus, one has an interrelatedness, an interlocking of principles, and therefore a similar relationship in the practice of them. Kwanzaa as creative and restoration. It is of value to note here that my creation of Kwanzaa falls within the restorative conception of creativity. But when I say I created Kwanzaa, we're talking about Dr. Karenga, the term created does not imply or mean made out of nothing, for it is clearly not the case, as the above discussion on the continental African roots of Kwanzaa shows. What one has then is rather a creative restoration in the African spirit of cultural restoration and renewal in both the ancient Egyptian and African American sense of the practice as used in the 1960s. In fact, it is a restoring that which was in ruins or disuse in many parts of Africa, especially among Africans in America, and attempting to make it more beautiful and beneficial than it was before, as the principle of Kaumba creativity requires. This, as stated above, contains the interrelated principles of restoration and progressive perfection. To restore is what we called in the 60s to rescue and reconstruct. Progressive perfection is a Kaweda concept that assumes an ability and obligation to strive always to leave what one inherits, legacy, community, etc., more beautiful and beneficial than it was before. It is again in this context and spirit of the cultural project of recovering and reconstructing African first fruit celebration that Kwanzaa was conceived and constructed. The stress then is on leaving a legacy which builds on and enriches the legacy before you. It is again stress on generational responsibility, which means every generation should make what we have more beautiful so it can be left and passed on. Kwanzaa reminds us of the ancient Egyptian teaching that if we wish to live for eternity, we must build for eternity. For example, do great works or serve the community in a real, sustained, and meaningful way. This reflects both a social and moral criteria for eternal life, and it is interesting to note that this discussion of great works and service surfaces in a discussion by Martin Luther King on service. He said that all of us cannot build great works, but we all can serve, and that in itself can lead to greatness. Finally, King Sesostris, I taught that to do that which is of value is forever. A people called forth by its works do not die, for their name is raised and remembered because of it. The lesson here is that creativity is central to the human spirit and human society, that it causes us to grow, restores and revitalizes us and the community, and ensures our life for eternity. And the Book of Keti teaches that we should not underestimate the positive or negative, the creative or destructive effect of our thought and action. For it says, every day is a damnation of eternity, and even 1 hour, just 1 hour, is a contribution to the future. Do It All in the Mall does not own any of the rights to the music, commercials, or clips that you hear on today's show. Please get acquainted with your best new friend. As I stated before, on yesterday and the day before, Do It All in the Mall. Make Do It All in the Mall your shopping headquarters for all seasons. You can find all of your favorite stores like Walmart, TJ Maxx. You can even do Amazon. You can do Target. You can do Shoe Dazzle. You can do JCPenney. You can do Old Navy. You can do, what else is there, Fabletics. You can do anything, Ace Hardware, Lowe's, Home Depot, Honey Baked Ham, Harry and David, Sherry's Berries, for those who, you know, love those big old juicy, juicy, juicy berries that are covered and dipped in chocolate. Jared and Zales, which goes wonderful with Sherry's Berries because you bring one, you got to bring the other. Then you have, edible arrangements. Oh, my gosh, those are so good. All the fruits and stuff that are dipped in chocolate. Oh, my gosh, they're wonderful. And you got toys for the kids. You can travel. You can book your travel arrangements through Do It All in the Mall. You can do car rentals through Do It All in the Mall. All you have to do is type your store that you want, Avis, Hertz, Priceline.com, Kayak, any of those, because this site is secure 24/7. And once you type it in, voila, it comes up. It's not that deep, not that hard. Very simple. What do you say? No, I won't say that. I was going to say even a caveman can do it. But anyway, we're not going to go back that way. So if it's not there, let us know, and we will be glad to add it. So if it's not there, you go to the homepage of Do It All in the Mall and look for the contact us information, enter your information, and press send. Well, of course, you know, you got to put in there what you want, you know, if you want us to add something, of course. So look at all the sections you can shop under to find your favorite stores. You got Afrocentric. You have apparel. And under apparel, you have accessories. You have your jewelry and all that wonderful stuff. You have children's apparel. You have men's apparel. You have women's apparel. You have shoes. You have wedding. Then for automotive, you know, you can look for automotive, the auto parts stores, beauty. Under beauty, you have your cosmetics. You have your fragrances. You have your hair, vitiligo. And then we have a business section, which is a wonderful business section. So, you know, and like I say, if you don't see what's under there, let us know. We'd be glad to add it. We have employment, education. Of course, this is, I always say there's fabrics because I'm always going there to fabrics, Joann's, fabric.com, Mood Fabrics, right? Tech. Everything like that. And then we have, under that is craft. So you can do Michael's. You can do, well, Joann's again. And then we have a financial section, you know, trying to get you involved in Forex, in stocks, bonds, and so on and so forth. And you have your food and your drinks, your Sherry's Berries, you know, your edible arrangements, your Harry and David's, your Honey Baked Ham. You have your game, you have your technology, holidays, you have everything you need for a holiday, January holiday, February holiday, but March, April, May, June, July, all the holidays for every month. You have your home goods, you have your international section, and under that you have your Africa, you have Australia, New Zealand, you have Canada, China, India, Ireland, Russia, United Kingdom. So, you know, if there's something that you want to add, we need to add Brazil, let us know, we'll add Brazil. We have to have something under Brazil for us to add Brazil, but, you know, Dubai, you know, everything that we need to add, we'd be more than happy to add it for you. Medical products, you have your medical adult products, which you know what that is, but they're going to ask you for your age to enter. So, you know, all you young folks, don't be trying to go and get some medical products that you can't get. And under that, you have your medical marijuana, your CBDs, your hemp, your edibles. I'm sure you know, might need that after this COVID thing. Then, of course, we can always go outdoors. and outdoors. We got pets, but pets are indoors and outdoors, which is part of our families. We dress our pets. We take our pets for walks. We feed our pets. So we have all that wonderful stuff, our food. We have, what's her name, Rachel Ray, Nutrish, and anything you could think for dogs and cats and whatever else you may have. And then we have religion section, and we have, under that, we have funerals. And as I said before, yes, you can order a casket, which is kind of strange, but you can still order a casket. And then we have our sports section, and we have our travel. And all I want you to do is just take some time when you're not doing anything, you're being creative, and peruse these sections and get acquainted. You know, and if you know what store you want to go to it. Just type it in the search bar at the top and press enter. And like I said, voila, it comes up. It's just like it would be on the outside. But the thing is, it helps us with the commission. And all of your purchases, we earn a commission, okay? And so you think it's not secure, but it is secure. A lot of people worry about that, but please let me put your mind at ease. It is secure. So this has been your hostess, Miss Inez, owner and fashion designer of Anais Alcu Designs out of Tampa, Florida. And you have been listening to the Kwanzaa Educational Series, where you can find this program on Let's Do It Radio on the homepage of Do It All in the Mall. But we have been posting these to our social media sites, Facebook, Instagram. I haven't been doing this to Instagram. I haven't learned that far yet. But Twitter, we have anything you could think of. We're trying to get it out there to social media so everybody can learn about doitallinthemall.com. We want you to shop, which is a 24/7 online shopping mall providing over 5,000 of your favorite stores, as well as stores you might not be familiar with. You might find something like, oh, I like this store. I might have to make this my new best friend. And you can shop for anything you need and find great listing entertainment all in the comfort of wherever you may be. So when you shop through the mall, as I said earlier, we earn a commission from all qualified purchases, and it goes back into the community. But in order for us to earn that commission, you know what you got to do? That's right. You answered your own question. You have got to shop. The more you shop, the more funds we build up and are able to return to your communities where your money matters. So shop with us until you drop, until your fingers get tired, until you fall asleep on your computer, until you just can't shop no more, your eyes close. And then wake up and you're right there and you can shop some more. And at the same time, you could change communities, change our lives, make our lives better. You, yes, you make that difference nationwide, really worldwide. So take a tour. Shop for all of your needs, all of your purchases, everything. You know, it's coming up on the new year. Black History Month is coming up. Get your Afrocentric items there. Go to different websites, peruse them, and tell us how you like it. Tell us if you, you know, give us a comment, you know, let us know what we need to do better. Get ahead of the crowd, and peruse the website. And if you like what we are doing and you like what you hear, you can help keep Let's Do It Radio on the air and Do It All in the Mall in business by clicking the donation button on the homepage of doitallinthemall.com. That little button down there. And we have a Cash App now, so you can always do Cash App. Yes, we got Cash App. $doitallinthemall.com. That's what it is. So if you can't find it, you can always just type in $doitallinthemall.com. No, doitallinthemall. And enter as much money as you want to help us out. Keep us alive. Keep love alive. And so to call in during the show, after the holidays and everything, Tuesdays through Fridays, and listen in on Sunday service, which we're going to have our first Sunday service coming up on this Sunday. The number is 845-241-9985, and the start time for 3 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Mountain, 5 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Eastern, and 8 a.m. Bali the next day. So please share this information with everyone you know, your church members, friends, neighbors, relatives, in-laws, outlaws, siblings, dog, cat, and yes, your children. Share the seven principles of Kwanzaa on social media. Spread the word. The bigger the crowd, the broader the spectrum. And I want to thank you for listening to Let's Do It Radio through doitallinthemall.com. And if you missed any of the episodes, you can always go back and listen to the past episodes to see what you missed and play catch up. But please join us tomorrow when we continue to talk about Kwanzaa and talk about Imani, faith. And we will light the seventh candle tomorrow. Yes, the last red candle. So hopefully you have your Kwanzaa items all set up. You have your mat laid down. You have your mazal, your crops. You have the candle holder. You have your corn. And you have the candle holder, your kombe chao moja, the unity cup, with your libations, your mashuma, saba, which are the seven candles, your zawadi, which are your wonderful gifts. And now, let's light the candles. First, light the black unity candle. Hopefully you have your matches or you know your little matchstick there to light all the candles. And that first one is emoja, which is unity. Now, light the farthest red candle to the left of the unity candle for Kujichagulia, which is self-determination. The next one, we got fireworks outside, so you may hear some fireworks. We get to light the first green candle, which is the farthest green candle on the right side of the unity candle, which is for Ujima, which is collective work and responsibility. Now, light the candle for Ujamaa, which is the next red candle, and that is for cooperative economics. Our next candle is the center green candle, which is for Nia, which is purpose. We all have a purpose. We all can be creative. We all can have, you know, self-determination. We all can work together with and do collective work and responsibility. And, of course, cooperative economics. And the second to last candle before Kwanzaa is over is the one we're lighting today, Kaumba, for creativity. That is the last red candle. So go ahead and light all your candles. Now lift your Kakombe Cha Umoja unity cup up with your libation and raise it to the north and then to the south and then to the east and then to the west for your ancestors, for those who have gone on before us, my mother, my father, your grandmother, your grandfather, your mother, your sisters, your brothers, all those who have gone on before us. Yes, we lift our unity cup up to them. And whatever is not consumed as you pass it around to everybody who has joined you, you pour it back into the ground. So, or basically a plant, because you should just have some water in there. And then it comes back down and rain upon us. Now celebrate. There you go, celebrate. And how do we celebrate? Habari Gani, what's the news? Tomorrow, our last day, is Imani, which is faith. And so for us to have all these principles, we have got to have faith. Faith to faith to faith, like George Michael used to sing. A unified faith. So join me as I say, what is the news? And you respond with Kaumba. I'm going to say Habari Gani. I'm going to say it seven times. So I'll say Habari Gani. And then you respond with Kaumba. You ready? Of course you're ready. Habari Gani. Kaumba. Habari Gani. Kaumba. Habari Gani. Kaumba, Habari Gani, Kaumba, habari gani? Kaumba, habari gani? Kaumba. Now everybody gets to dance and celebrate. It's been a wonderful day. It's been wonderful, wonderful. You hear the drums in the back, you know, beating, everybody moving and grooving to the beat because we're happy people. And everybody in the room is celebrating because this is what night? This is New Year's night. These last year has been a tough year, but we have these principles that we can take with us into the new year. Even if we don't practice them every day, we can practice some of them until we can practice them every day. We can practice unity. We can practice self-determination. We can practice collective work and responsibility. We can practice cooperative economics. We can practice purpose. We can practice creativity. Then tomorrow, we'll be able to practice faith, because we have to have faith in order to do anything. Just a little bit of faith goes a long way, and we can do this. We as a people, we can do this. We can join together. We can become unified. And don't say we can't, because we can. One person will teach another person to reach another person. Each one teach one to reach one. Or is each one reach one to teach one? It doesn't matter. We're going to go out, get each other together, and make sure that we, what do you call it, go to each other's businesses, you know, spend what little money we have so that we can keep each other in business, so we can lift each other up, build each other up. It doesn't take much to love each other. It really doesn't. It doesn't take much to help each other. Do it all in the mall. Yes, it may be black owned, but that's okay, because it doesn't matter. We all use everything in the mall. Do it all in the mall. We just need to help each other. Just a few pennies a day can help us and go a long way. We can give food cards to somebody who's in need for food, or a card for Walmart so they can get some clothes or what have you. But right now, you know, until we all join together, you know, we're all struggling, true. But hey, we all have struggled. We've all struggled. Some people may have been born with a spoon in their mouth, silver, gold, whatever color, but we can still help each other. That's what we need to do. We need to reach out and touch and help each other, build each other up. Be a Bob. Yeah, be a Bob. What's a Bob? A black-owned business. You know, you see people, remember, used to have bruh with the stuff in the back of the car? He was a self-made, you know, entrepreneur trying to get ahead, trying to make a way for his a living. You know, he'd have the stuff in the car, maybe CDs, maybe shoes, maybe laces, and maybe watches, and maybe some anything. But he started somewhere. You got to be creative like that. You can do it. Creativity. It doesn't take much to be creative. Just usa and think about it. Think about you being creative. Think about something that somebody else didn't think of. Even they may have thought about it, but it just came to your fruition. So, habari gani kaumba. Creativity. Happy Kwanzaa.
Unguzo Saba.
For the motherland, cradle of civilization. For the ancestors and their indomitable spirit. For the elders from whom we can learn much. For our youth who represent the promise for tomorrow. For our people, the original people. For our struggle and in remembrance of those who have struggled on our behalf. For Emotia, the principle of unity which should guide us in all that we do. For the Creator who provides all things, great and small.
recognize our roots go back to Africa. To know all the reasons that we spread over the diaspora. You know our culture keeps us connected to our motherland. To all our brothers and sisters, let us now extend our hand. Cause it's a way to teach the principles that we must learn to reap the wealth of every seed we sow. The Nguzo Saba gives us values and a way to show we're building a future we can harvest so the world will know.
We come from
mind. It comes through us, through our ancestral bloodline. Collective work, responsibility for our global economic and political destiny.
I want to say that I'm an African. I celebrate Kwanzaa because I'm an African.
Hop up.